Here are a few ways of using submodalities covered in the manual internally, making your image of a goal more compelling, making the things you want more compelling, more juicy, reliving a good memory more fully, more enhanced, taking visualizations to a whole next level rather than just visualizing, fully centralizing, adding more and more modalities. Making a remembered or imagined bad situation less disturbing by turning down colors. Making memories and imagination more pulling, more exciting by turning up the colors and pulling it closer towards us, perhaps making it bigger. Diffusing inner critics, inner judges, chatterboxes, gremlins, inner voices. Great one right there, by the way, is just changing the location. A lot of people have their inner critic or an inner voice, and they don't recognize where that actual voice comes from. Once we know that, it often tames the inner critic or the inner judges. Inner judges and saboteurs are very, very easily fixed using submodalities. Using associated or dissociation to move in or out of feelings as appropriate. Eliciting the submodalities of good experiences and then changing them to other experiences so we can make them feel more pleasant as well. That's right. We could elicit the submodalities of something we enjoy doing, like counting all the money in our bank, and we could map that across to doing the accounting for our business. Some people don't have good submodalities around money. So we could take the submodalities around things that we do consider good and map them across to money. We can use submodalities to move from one state to another swiftly and smoothly. We can also set up what we call compulsion systems or propulsion systems. An example here is people that don't like to cold call. So when they see themselves not making the call or making up excuses to not do the call, we could have that picture create negative kinesthetic responses. And then we could have them create pictures of themselves making the call and have positive kinesthetic responses. Another way is using submodality shifts to depotentiate limiting beliefs and to install desired beliefs. So many NLP people, only half or quarter use the submodalities. And when it comes to limiting beliefs, there are so many ways we can change it. Submodalities is absolutely sensational for that. Okay, we can also elicit the finer submodality distinctions to differentiate and gain more control over experiences that seem overwhelming. It's like pain control. We can recognize the pain, we can differentiate and change the submodalities of it. We can elicit visual analogies for kinesthetic experiences, like changing the submodalities of the visual analog, which can change the experience again, like pain control. We can also ramp up submodalities past the threshold so that a compulsion or a phobia blows out. We have this technique called the threshold technique, or walking over the threshold, which we use for compulsion blowouts. So someone has a compulsion, they feel compelled to do something, they feel compelled to do something, compelled to do something, compelled to do something. We can ramp that up. We can ramp it up to a point where it goes pop and blows out. This is also ideal for someone who finds himself constantly in bad relationships, okay? A couple more ways we can do it more externally here is with other people. We can use lighting and sound to increase or reduce the energy in a room. You can use this easily at home or when preparing work presentations. For relaxing, we turn down the subtleties of light, perhaps. When we want to get more awake, we can increase the lights, yeah? We can use these submodalities a lot with kids, and it's so underused with kids. You can use specific music with kids. Imagine if every time the kids wake up, you know, they have a particular lullaby. Or whenever the kids go to sleep, they have a particular type of sleep music. When you're teaching the kids or doing homework, specific music. The music is the what we call an anchor, as we get later on. So submodalities are vital there, and they give us so much room to practice and enhance. Okay, we can also use it for changing our pitch, tone, volume, and the speed to capture the attention and change the mood of an audience. So changing our submodalities slightly, change the way we present, changes the way we heard, so we can change our whole audiences just by changing some of the submodalities, not all of them. For example, I shared a story about a man who was angry in a cafe. I matched and mirrored him, or got rapport with him. I wasn't angry with him, but I matched the speed. So the submodalities of my speed increased to anger, but my emotional state did not go to anger. Just the speed went close. Well, my speed went to anger, but the rest didn't. So we had rapport, but difference. We can use visual and auditory submodalities to make films and presentations more compelling. I'm a bit guilty of this. I love talking, so I find these easy, but when it comes to doing the training live, I'm generally behind in the visual aspects. Evoke submodalities linguistically to elicit desired states in an audience or coaching clients or selling more easily. Just say, for example, you're trying to sell a TV. You might want to talk about the competitor's TV and make it smaller and further away. You might like to talk about something they really enjoyed buying and then map that across to the new TV you're trying to sell them. Okay, now our research is also showing that the environmental cues affect the brain. So like having a meeting, if you imagine you're meeting with your staff and imagine you're in a big open space outside, it might encourage more openness. But if you were to meet with your team in a small closed office, it might have a difference. The same way, everybody having a warm drink are more likely to feel warm rather than everyone having ice cold drinks. Okay, so the environmental cues, they do affect the brains. Although a lot of this would be unconscious, it has an effect. This is another area I'm passionate about is psychogeography. When we set up the rooms, we set up the tables and chairs in specific ways so that it affects certain submodalities. Now that you're trained in this, you'll become more and more aware. So keep your senses open, not just your eyes and your ears. Keep your senses open.